SRA Student Radio Podcast. That's best I can probably do. I'm Dom Stilling, the content officer. I tried to make it as epic and as sort of dramatic as possible to sort of to reflect how the training days and nomination parties went, because I feel the day was an epic and dramatic success. And this podcast, we'll recap on that day. We will hear from various speakers that spoke to us at the SRA and spoke to the official podcasters that I will introduce you to throughout the podcast. But I hope you gained something from it. Whether you were there, you can use this podcast as a chance to reflect and recap your knowledge. And if you weren't there, shame on you. What were you doing instead? You know what? I know what you're doing. You were watching the Great British Bake Off final, weren't you? Well, if you weren't there, this podcast may come in handy because it is filled with industry speakers telling you what you need to do to get yourself a job in the industry, whether you want to be a presenter, a producer, a newsreader, a voiceover artist, a marketing manager, a brand manager, or you just want to be the mascot. This podcast is for you. So without further ado, let's do this.
Listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
So I'm Ruth Couraille, and we're covering the SRA training day for the North East and Yorkshire. And it's the first talk of the day. Stephen Caron, Metro Radio now, many years on Capital, 14 years doing breakfast show together. You talked about that you have to keep it fresh. How do you keep it fresh after 14 years?
That's a very good question. And when you find out, let us know. I think it's just about always thinking about what you're doing and thinking about new ways to talk about something. And if it's a subject you might have talked about lots of different times, can you think of a different angle on it maybe? So for example, if we were talking about pet names, you know, your pet names that your boyfriend and girlfriend call each other. Is there something else you could do with that rather than just saying what your pet name is? Maybe find out where it came from. Where would you use it? Where would be the worst place someone could call you your pet name rather than just doing the same question time and time again?
I think another good bit of advice is also asking other people around you who maybe weren't working on the show when you first did the topic and what their take on it would be. So that's another way of keeping it fresh.
Hello everyone, my name's Ollie McGrath and I'm from Demon FM and I'm going to be reporting from the Midlands Regional Training Day.
We're joined by Ryan Arnold, who you've just finished your presentation on producing to presenting. So what kind of things were you telling us?
Hello mate, I was just going through the bits and bobs really from all the different aspects of producing from when I started and how I made that journey to presenting and a few bits of advice on what not to do. And how to avoid being suspended on Demon FM like I was for a month.
So if you would give one piece of advice from your journey from student radio to commercial radio, what would it be?
I would say you need to be determined and actually really push for it, because you might think that it's competitive at your university. You are just one university, you're just one student station. There's a lot of people that are going to be doing it, so you need to be that one person to stand out and push for it, because someone else will want it as much as you. So you've got to remember to want it more, be that person. And one of the things that will help you do that is by being yourself, giving yourself reasons to stand out, you know, because most stations will play similar music, you know. The things that are going to set you apart are the imaging, the bits of jingles in between, but also yourself and you speaking as a presenter, right? And the only way that you can be different to other people is by being you. And you can sell me a song, you can tell me that Ed Sheeran's next, but you might have a funny story about what you think of Ed Sheeran's new tattoo or whatever. I might not have that observation, but you can bring it, and that's what's important, being yourself and bringing that to earth.
Hi, my name is Darius Galani from University Radio Bath, and I'm reporting from the SRA South Wales and South West Training Day. And we've just had our first speaker today, which was Sally Collins. You're a lecturer here at Cardiff University now in journalism. You've also had an extensive career, including BBC Radio Wales, where you were head. Now, a lot of students here today were absolutely fascinated with your talk and wants to ask you loads of questions, of course, actually getting into radio journalism. One of the things you mentioned was the idea that presenters don't get too swept up in the moment of what they're reporting.
Yeah, I think that was raised by somebody in the audience in the end, because I was referring to the occasion where I was in studio with the presenter Simon Mayo when 9/11 happened. And I think when you're in studio, it is sometimes very easy to get stuck in the moment and be in awe of what's going on around you. But as a journalist, it's your role to try and tell that story and explain that story to the audience at home. So I think it's always trying to remember what your core role is as a journalist, what your job is, and getting all emotional, you know, halfway through and not being able to tell the story is not going to help your audience, who are trying to contemplate the enormity, in that case, of what was going on in New York.
Hi, I'm Kyle Wilkinson, and I'm the voice of BBC Radio 1. With voiceovers, another key bit of advice is reacting. I get emails through when I have a sort of a 48-hour gentleman's agreement that I'll turn stuff around within 2 days for the BBC. If you can get on something quick, if you approach a programme controller or a producer and they say, oh, can you voice this for me? Don't say, yeah, I'll do it next week. Do it as soon as you possibly can. Get it back to them so it's still fresh in their mind, fresh in their ears, and they can hear exactly what you're like, where the potential lies within your voice. If you can be on something, you'll stay in that limelight, you'll stay on their radar. Again, that could get you through the door.
Hello, my name is Aisha Braithwaite from Shock Radio, and I'm reporting from the Student Radio Association North West and North Wales Region Training Day, which is currently held at Media City Salford. So right now I'm here with Chris Ward, who's head of production at Bauer. What advice would you give to students in terms of when they're presenting out their CVs? Would you tell them, because I'm interested in radio imaging, should I send you audio of what I've done? Or
yeah, I think if you're interested in doing radio production and radio imaging, send me a show reel of what you've done. And then people who are in my job or in my position, there's not actually many of us left in the country, but I know that we're all quite busy, which isn't an excuse, but sometimes we're a little bit bad at replying, and I know I'm guilty of this, so do harass me. Email me again. If I haven't got back to you in 3 days, it's not because I'm not interested, it's probably just because I've been really busy. Email me again or give me a phone call. Do chase me up. But send me audio. Send me stuff that you're proud of. Even if it's not polished and amazing, I'm looking for that creative idea there. If you've written some really cool scripts, something you think's funny, stick the scripts in there and just be really nice and humble with it and ask, could I meet you for a coffee? Could I come have a chat with you? That sort of thing. And particularly if I think you're buying me free drink, I'll pretty much go there.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hearing some really good stuff so far. This is an SRA podcast recapping the Training Day 2015, hearing from various speakers took to the stages across the region. If some of these interviews or some of these chats with industry professionals are like, oh, I want to hear more from them, that wasn't enough. 30 seconds a minute isn't enough from them. Fear not, we are going to put some of the interviews, their full sort of full-length extended director's cut versions, up online very, very shortly, so keep your eyes peeled for that. But time now to head back to the Training Days.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Anna Harding. I'm regional news editor for Global Radio in the North East and Yorkshire. I think really the main piece of advice is just keep doing what you're doing. If you want to be on the radio, you want to work in a newsroom, and you've got that determination and that drive behind you, then there shouldn't really be anything stopping you. But from my previous experience, you've got to live and breathe and just consume news, radio, everything, so that you know you've got that understanding of what it is like in the real world. And obviously, you know, things that you do at the university and things that you do on student radio gives you a really good insight into that. So my main advice is just keep doing what you're doing. You know, make those contacts with people in the industry early as you can. Get your name out there.
Hello, I'm Sam, host of the Tri-Course on Radio Sonar, and I'm reporting from the South East Region's Training Day.
My name's Dan Windle. I work for TalkSport, Celador Radio, Spirit FM and Express FM in Portsmouth.
Okay, could you give one piece of advice for starting out, I guess for you specifically for freelance work?
Be busy, you know, take student radio and take it, be a sponge, take every opportunity. It will open up doors for you. you're doing exactly the right thing by being at a training day like this, where industry people are going to turn up. There's nothing else like that, you know, in media. So to take it up, soak it up, listen to people, you know, make relationships, you know, take numbers, take email addresses, and just, you know, make the most of this time now, when you can have a bit of fun, when you can express yourself, before it gets all a bit serious when you graduate.
You're joining us at the SRA Midlands Training Day, and we are joined by Tom and Claire. How are you both doing?
Very well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
How did your keynote go? You've just finished.
It was good. We talked and people listened. I saw some people taking notes, probably just doing some doodles of our faces.
Exactly.
That's all fine, isn't it?
We giggled our way through it because, it was a good laugh, though. And hopefully someone found some little morsel of it interesting and informative.
So if you had one number one piece of advice, what would it be?
Basically, you want to be the kind of person that is always up for things because you want people to go, oh, Tom could do that. But then you don't want to be so keen that you're nagging people.
It's a fine line, but giving people cake normally helps. Whenever I did work experience, I get all of the work experience in every single area that you can, even if it's not actually what you would your dream job. Like, I did lots of work experience in news, and my dream was to be a presenter. I've now got that skill behind me, which helps sometimes, like with editing and doing the facts and that. But every time I finish work experience, I brought some cake in. And then they're like, remember her? She brought cake in. We'll have her back because everyone likes cake. Mm. Homemade the better.
I'm here with Doug Morris, the editor of BBC Newcastle. BBC training schemes and work experience placements are known for being quite prestigious. What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone trying to break into the BBC?
You have to stand out, really. It is having that piece of work that makes you stand out. I mean, I particularly remember someone who'd done a piece, everything via Skype, about refugees in southern Sudan and their medical treatment. And it was the initiative they'd shown in getting that piece together, in making all the relevant contacts, that made me think that they'd really had put in that extra piece of work, that extra piece of effort to bring that piece together. They'd also gone on and sold it to I think it was the Huffington Post. But it was just that initiative that made me think, yeah, they've really got what it takes.
And what advice would you give for a freelancer who would want to pitch to the BBC?
Be skilled, be lucky, be persistent, and be willing to travel.
Hello, I'm Rich Clark, and I'm a presenter on Heart.
Okay, how do you prepare for your shows, kind of mentally, physically? Do you have any kind of rituals or anything?
Physically. I do 100 press-ups. No, I'm quite routine. I've always done the same thing, so I've always prepped myself. I don't like other people prepping for me. I've always... So I get up at 4 o'clock, I go through 3 or 4 papers, write down any stories that interest me, do but dull things like weather and what's ons and all that kind of stuff, and then I get to work quite late. I get to work at 10 to 6, we go on air at 6, and then when we finish at 10, we plan the nuts and bolts for the next program. So these are things that aren't topical, so I don't know, something that I might have done today that we can talk about tomorrow, but they're not news related items. So all the topical stuff I do beforehand, all of the standard stuff I try to do afterwards. It's quite a nice feeling when you go in the next morning and you know you've got your show ready to present.
Hello, I'm Zach Wolford from CSR 97.4 based in Kent, and I'm reporting from the London Training Day.
Hello, I'm now joined by Greg Hughes, Capital Radio producer of the Big Top 40. His speech today was all about student radio in hindsight. Greg, tell us about what you spoke about in the seminar, lecture, talk today.
Bit of a weird format, wasn't it? I spoke about how student radio is a massive opportunity for anyone that wants to get into the radio industry to basically, you know, dip their toe in the water and work out what they're really good at, and kind of fall in love with this medium that is radio. Like, there's always constantly reports that, oh, radio's not going to survive, and this is going to kill radio, and this is going to kill radio, and it seems to be surviving, which is great, and that's because it's such a powerful medium that talks to people one-on-one, and student radio is a great way of kind of making your mistakes, I guess, and that's kind of what we talked about in the seminar today, was that you've got this platform which lets you learn and lets you develop and lets you work out which bit of radio it is that you're really good at, or it really connects with you, or that sometimes it's a hidden talent where you suddenly go, oh my word, I'm incredible at entertainment shows, or I'm an incredible speech broadcaster, and you need a platform like that to be able to try new things and discover you behind the mic.
So it is 1:21 p.m. and we are currently on a break. everyone has gone off to have some coffee or tea, and the next speakers are Ryan McCauley, who's a producer at BBC Radio 5 Live.
Obviously, Radio 5 Live is different to Shock Radio in terms of speech-based station. So did you have to learn new skills?
Definitely. I probably wasn't as good at writing cues and sort of cueing into material. I was used to playing songs and talking a little bit about sport on a Saturday afternoon, but once I got there and once I got in through the door, I learned from people around me, and I was allowed to develop those skills.
And you say to get your foot in the door, what advice would you give to fellow students to, you know, stand out from the crowd, basically?
Be polite, learn people's names, make a good cup of tea, as naff as it sounds. How I got in was just by, I went to a free day where I volunteered for 5 Live, and I just said hello to people, remembered the names, and when they needed someone to do menial tasks, I came in and did them with a smile on my face. And I think the adrenaline of being at Media City, which is where I ultimately wanted to be, sort of carried me through jobs that I would not want to do now at all. But just approach it with a bit of enthusiasm, and hopefully that'll work.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Time to take a little bit of a breather. There's your breather done. Let's get back to the podcast.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
I'm here with Emma Snook from Amazing Radio, who has just given a talk with Chris Murray about what makes their station on DAB different.
What advice would you have for people who want to present on the radio, who have strong accents or accents that don't match their local radio stations?
Well, I think having an accent is a good thing, really. It's a bit of character. Lots of great DJs with strong accents, like one of my favourite DJs is Zane Lowe, who obviously has quite an unusual accent for English radio. So I don't think, don't be put off if you think that your accent doesn't suit a particular station. And I also think a lot of people don't really like their own voices anyway. It's quite a natural thing. I think if you want to be a presenter, just focus more on what you're going to say.
We're now joined by a very familiar face. We've got another member of a Demon FM alumni. It's Tom Williams, of course, and you've been talking to the struggles of marketing and how student stations can market better today, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think student radio stations are in a really unique position that they have, you know, a good brand, really. They can talk to a lot of different people, but they're in a really difficult situation. They've got no money to do it. So it's just a little bit about how you can overcome those challenges, how you can potentially make a bit of cash as a student radio station and invest that back into marketing or into equipment and stuff. And looking at the other ways that you need to connect with the audience when that audience is so wide and varied.
How can I make that bit of extra money?
As I said in the in the talk, I think it would be really irresponsible for me to stand up and say, take on spot advertising just because you're running the risk of doing, you know, so many bad things with that if you don't do it properly or whatever. But for me, the website is a really key area of growth. It is the part of your station that you can track. You can see how many listeners are listening to it. You can see how many visitors you've got, and you can sell that through banners or you know, placing video on the website. Another thing as well would be through sponsorships. I think that's, you know, you could put in some sponsor tags and hard start them, so they definitely play out. And, you know, again, you're going to get a bit of money from that. Again, just from the talk, I think the biggest issue or the biggest challenge that you've got to overcome is not having Radar stats. So a client won't know how many listens you've got, they won't know how many people you're going to reach, so it's just devising a way to overcome that.
Well, it's just gone 7:40 here at the SRA South West and South Wales training day, and we've just finished up with our guest speakers for the day. We had Dan Potts and we had Vicky Blythe. I dare say a lot of the passion and creativity came up today because so many of us are bursting to get into the industry, whether it's producing, presenting, or some of the other stuff which we've had today. What would you say is the most important thing for students to do if they want to make that move into a radio career?
Keep learning. Keep teaching yourself things constantly. Teach yourself, because a production manager's brief, they want you to be so multi-skilled now for, as a producer one day. You need to be able to self-shoot, be able to use Photoshop, get yourself, you know, pretty quality at like Adobe Audition or Pro Tools. Get yourself familiar with these systems, because if they can drop you in straight away, you know, and not, because, you know, it's a lot of money to train people up. If they can drop you in straight away and just so you have the basic knowledge, and they can kind of train you up the way they want you to be, but you've already got that, you know, media smart, so that, you know, basic fundamental knowledge, I think that is massive. But you've got to be open to listen, because that's every best producer is. You know, it doesn't matter what age you are learning every day.
Yeah, I think it's taking opportunities as well when they come along, like an SRA training day. I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm busy, I've got this on, I've got an essay to write. And but then 2 weeks later, they'll be saying, oh, I really want to be a radio presenter. It's like, well, you know, having days like this or masterclasses and people coming and speaking from the industry at your university, they're really kind of gold opportunities to pick their brains and ask questions. And I think, yeah, the big thing is learn as much as you can and keep asking questions. Don't ever think there's a stupid question, because there's never a stupid question.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Thanks to Darius there, Darius Galani off of URB, chatting to the brilliant Dan Potts and Vicky Blight. It's time now to head to the North East Training Day, North East in Yorkshire, that took place at Spark FM in Sunderland, hearing from Tom Campbell, the always brilliant Tom Campbell, who presents Drive Time on Heart North East.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
Hi, Mum, if you're listening. She might be listening. Probably not, she's working. Nights.
You talked how it's important to keep a balance between the producer on air and like how it is actually the presenter's show. But what if a producer has great content and the presenter doesn't make use of that?
Well, that's a very good question. Any presenter-producer combo is a team. And I think we've both had occasions where I've suggested something and you've gone, no, that's rubbish. I say you as in Craig, who is in front of me right now. He is ginger and has a nice white shirt on today. And there's been occasions where you've said, oh, we could do this. And I've just had to go, I'm not feeling it. I'm really not feeling it. But that's the trust that comes from both of us. And I think it should never be a fight. If you're in a situation where you're in a radio studio and you're fighting with your producer, it's not fun and it's not constructive and it's not creative and it's not productive. And you've got to have that chemistry too. You've got to be able to agree to disagree, because we have on many occasions agreed to disagree. I know at the end of the day that Craig is the producer of the show, so he'd be the one that gives everything the final go. But Craig also trusts me enough to come up with content, and he also has enough respect for me that if I come up with a bad idea, he'll go, that's a terrible idea, stop it. Go sit outside and think about what you've said.
Oh, that's like punishing. Do you do punishment things?
A little bit.
I don't think I've punished you.
It's 5 minutes on... 5 minutes on the rack for crashing an intro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's 10 minutes on the rack for not IDing the brand, for missing off the station slogan. That is 20 minutes in the freezer.
We're joined by David Lloyd. Do you want to introduce yourself, David?
It's David Lloyd. I'm the operations and content director at Araya Media, and we own the gem brand in the East Midlands and the free brand in the West Midlands.
One of the key things that I kind of took out of today was the power of you. Do you want to explain that a little bit?
It's the old radio adage about imagining you're talking to a single person, and the single person is you, because most people statistically listen to radio alone, or even if they're not alone, their conversation, their engagement with the radio in their head is a one-to-one thing. So, you know, if you want to give me a text, you know, that's what you can say on radio. Not all of you, any of you out there, any of the listeners, all that rubbish, it's wrong. I said there are very few wrongs and rights in radio. That's wrong. And you will find that if you use the word you, you will get a better response, because it works. It works.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.